This is Twit.
What is adiantum? I guess the question is, how can crucially important full disk encryption be offered on inexpensive commodity hardware which lacks any encryption acceleration? That's the question Google set themselves, because they have Android. They want to offer full disk encryption, but we know what that does if you run it on a platform without some assistance for AES. And, you know, think about this for a moment. Many of us now take for granted the fact that our devices at rest are fully encrypted, meaning that the mass storage of our device that our devices carry internally cannot simply be read out as a file system, either by good guys or bad guys who want to know what's in there. I mean, if, you know, again, I feel like we now just take that for granted on our mobile devices. But anybody running Android who doesn't have full disk encryption enabled has their file system storage as an unencrypted file system. And so anybody who gets a hold of it can just get it. I mean, it's just all there. So it's crucial that it be encrypted and decrypted on the fly. But as we've mentioned before, the reality for users of low-end Android smartphones who initially wanting full security activate their drive's whole disk encryption only to suffer such a reduction in performance that they're effectively forced to back out and just use their systems without that kind of encryption. The trouble is caused by the industry's chosen best of class cipher, Rheindahl, which was chosen, as we know, to be the AES, the Advanced Encryption Standard, which, while it's wonderfully secure, comes at the significant cost of per byte encryption performance. And that overhead, that performance hit, is bad enough that back in 2010, when Intel introduced their new their Intel Core processor family with Westmere, that new silicon, and all silicon since, has incorporated six new instructions known as the AES-NI, which is for AES new instructions, because I guess all the cooler names were already taken. They specifically speed up the use of the AES cipher on Intel architectures. And it's not that AES cannot be done without those instructions. It can, of course. But each of those instructions is specific to an aspect of what the AES cipher algorithm needs, so that each is able to replace a great many more standard instructions to get the same job done much more quickly. The point being, yes, AES is super secure, but not very quickly without some help. And also, as we've discussed before, the reason encrypting the entire drive is so sensitive to the performance of its encipherment is that bulk enciphering must happen continuously on the fly for every byte of data read and written to the drive. That cipher is stuck in line and cannot be bypassed. So, happily, the bright lads at Google decided to take aim at this problem to see how they might improve upon the situation, since it's not simply to speed up the Rheindahl. It's not possible to simply speed up the Rheindahl cipher without hardware. They knew that they would need to replace Rheindahl with something else. this is feasible in any closed system where the cipher is only used for internal purposes. For example, when transacting over TLS, before the Cha-Cha 20 cipher got added to TLS, which has happened recently, there was no choice other to use AES, since its use there is for an external standard where you want to connect to a server remotely over a cipher that you both have. Maybe the other server doesn't have anything other than AES, so you've got to use it. But internally, deep inside an Android device, Google is 100% free to choose anything that works. And what works is this cipher I mentioned, Cha-Cha. There's a chart, big chart, in the show notes showing the performance of the bulk encryption mode known as XTS, which is what typically AES 256 cipher uses. It's the mode used for bulk encrypting mass storage versus Adiantum, which uses the Cha-Cha cipher, although in its reduced 12 round strength rather than its normal 20 round strength, because 12 is strong enough and they're going for speed here. The more rounds you have, the slower it is. Anyway, this bar chart shows about a 5-factor performance improvement, which is in fact what Adiantum delivers with Cha-Cha versus AES 256 for equivalent security margin, or with equivalent security margin. And I smiled when I saw Cha-Cha because it is the brainchild of the same person who designed the 25519 elliptic curve cipher that is entirely responsible for enabling Squirrel's solutions. That person is Daniel J. Bernstein, Dan Bernstein. So Google's online security blog last Thursday, February 7th, was entitled Introducing Adiantum, Encryption for the Next Billion Users. I guess they have high hopes for the the use of Android. But really, I mean, they've nailed it. And since I can't say any better than they have, I'm going to quickly share what they wrote. They said, today, Android offers storage encryption using the advanced encryption standard. Most new Android devices have hardware support for AES via the ARM V8 cryptography extensions. However, Android runs on a wide range of devices. This includes not only the latest flagship and mid-range phones, but also entry-level Android Go phones sold primarily in developing countries, along with smartwatches and TVs. In order to offer low-cost options, device manufacturers sometimes use low-end processors, such as the ARM Cortex-A7, which does not have hardware support for AES. On these devices, AES is so slow that it would result in a poor user experience. Apps would take much longer to launch, and the device would generally feel much slower. So while and remember that speed and power consumption also go hand in hand, you'd really like to run the chip slower and cooler, and thus use less battery if you could. So, while storage encryption, they write, has been required for most devices since Android 6.0 in 2015, devices with poor AES performance, and they say 50 megabits per second and below, and maybe that's megabytes. There's that M lowercase I B again. That's got to be megabytes. 50 million bytes and below are exempt. So that is to say, to make sure everyone heard that, even with Android 6.0, which requires hardware encryption, the AES hit is so onerous that if devices have lower performance, they are exempt from Google's own requirement. They said, we've been working to change this because we believe that encryption is for everyone. In HTTPS encryption, they say this is a solved problem. The ChaCha20 stream cipher is much faster than AES when hardware acceleration is unavailable, while also being extremely secure. It is fast because it exclusively relies on operations that all CPUs natively support: additions, rotations, and XORs. For this reason, in 2014, Google selected ChaCha20 along with the Poly 1305 authenticator, which is also fast in software, for a new TLS cipher suite to secure HTTPS internet connections. ChaCha20-Poly 1305 has been standardized as RFC 7539, and it greatly improves HTTPS performance on devices that lack AES instructions. So just to pause for a second, that means that light bulbs and low-end IoT devices that are performance challenged, as long as the server that they're connecting to offers this ChaCha20 Poly 1305 mode of encipherment, which is now part of the TLS cipher suite spec, will be able to negotiate that with the server and end up with a much higher performance yet still equally secure protocol for moving bulk data across an encrypted connection. So that's all for the good, they said. Google said, however, disk and file encryption present a special challenge. Oh, note that we're talking about a stream cipher in ChaCha20. ChaCha20 generates a stream of pseudo random bits, which then is XORed with the plain text to create the ciphertext, as opposed to AES, which is a block cipher, which produces blocks of 8 bytes, thus 128 bits at a time. Wait, blocks of 16 bytes, thus 128-bit blocks, which are then used in various modes to encrypt the plain text into ciphertext, typically CBC or some other blockchaining mode to create an interblock dependency. We've talked about all this in podcast past. But ChaCha20 is a stream cipher. Anyway, so I wanted to make sure people understood the distinction. They said, however, disk and file encryption present a special challenge. Data on storage devices is organized into sectors, which today are typically 4096 bytes. When the file system makes a request, and actually they're noting, they're kind of mixing sectors and clusters. You know, clusters are typically clusters of sectors. Sectors still tend to be logically 512 bytes, but we now have, we have clusters of 8 bytes. So, yes, clusters of 8 sectors, which end up with allocation units of 4096 bytes. So Google says when the file system makes a request to the device to read or write a, they said cluster, but they really meant a cluster. The encryption layer intercepts that request and converts between plain text and ciphertext. This means that we must convert between a 4096 byte plain text and a 4096 byte ciphertext. But to use RFC 7539, that's the streaming cipher used for TLS, the ciphertext must be slightly larger than the plain text. A little space is needed for the cryptographic nonce and for the message integrity information. In other words, you know, and we've talked about this all before, for these, in these normal blockchaining modes, you have an initialization vector, a nonce that is at the front end, doesn't need to be secret, but does need to be unique. And then you also have an authentication tag added to the end, which is how you verify that nothing has changed in the stream. Both of those things slightly increase the length of what you're transmitting. But of course, since it's a communication stream, that doesn't matter. It's a tiny little bit added in front and at the end, no one cares. But you can't think about it. If it's a hard drive, you know, it's, they're like fixed chunks of space. You can't, there's nowhere to stick extra stuff. You know, they're blocks. And so you need to take, and this is the point Google is making, you need to take a 4096 block and go, and that's the technical term, and turn it into a 4096 ciphertext and vice versa. You can't ask for a little bit extra space in the beginning and the end. There's none, because they got the block ahead and the block behind. So Google says, there are software techniques for finding places to store this extra information. That would be a mess. They're talking about like adding metadata to the file system. But they reduce efficiency and can impose significant complexity on a file system design. Where AES is used, the conventional solution for disk encryption is to use the XTS or CBC ESSIV modes of operation, which are length preserving. Currently, Android supports AES 128 CBC ESSIV for full disk encryption and AES 256 XTS for file-based encryption. However, when AES performance is insufficient, there is no widely accepted alternative that has sufficient performance on lower-end ARM processors. To solve this problem, we have designed a new encryption mode called Adiantum, A-D-I-A-N-T-U-M, Adiantum. Adiantum allows us to use the Cha-Cha stream cipher, which is very fast on commodity hardware without acceleration, in a length-preserving mode. By adapting ideas from AES-based proposals for length-preserving encryption, such as HCTR and HCH, on ARM Cortex-A7, Adiantum encryption and decryption on 4096 byte sectors is about 10.6 cycles per byte, making it around 5x faster than AES 256 XTS. They said, unlike modes such as XTS or CBC ESSIV, Adiantum is a true wide block mode, changing any bit anywhere in the plain text will unrecognizably change all of the ciphertext and vice versa. It works by first hashing almost the entire plain text using a keyed hash based on Poly 1305 and another very fast keyed hashing function called NH. We also hash a value called the tweak, which is used to ensure that different sectors are encrypted differently. This, well, in fact, the tweak in practice is typically the cluster number. That way, it's called a tweakable block cipher, and each block, the number of the block, the offset of the block in the file system, is the tweak factor, which means that if you were to encrypt the same data in two different places on the drive, it would look completely different, and no one could tell it was actually the same. You want to prevent that, even that slight leakage of information. So this is known as a tweakable block cipher, where the tweak adds you can think of it as like another key to the keyed cipher. They say this hash is then used to generate a nonce for the cha-cha encryption. After encryption, we hash again so that we have the same strength in the decryption direction as the encryption direction. This is arranged in a figuration known as a Feistel network so that we can decrypt what we've encrypted. A single AES-256 invocation on a 16-bit block is also required, but for 4096 inputs, this is not performance critical. So in the show notes, I have a picture of the algorithm showing how it all works. I won't go into it because that was a description of it just now. And they note that cryptographic primitives like cha-cha were organized in rounds, with each round increasing our confidence in security at a cost and speed. To make disk encryption fast enough on the widest range of devices, we've opted to use the 12-round variant of cha-cha rather than the more widely used 20-round variant. For example, the communications protocol, you know, in TLS uses cha-cha 20. Each round vastly increases the difficulty of attack. The 7-round variant of cha-cha was broken in 2008. And though many papers have improved upon this attack, no attack on 8 rounds is known today. And we've got 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So a 5-round pad with each round, as they said, vastly increasing the difficulty. This ratio of rounds used to rounds broken today is actually better for Cha-Cha 12 than it is currently for AES 256. So higher security margins than AES right now. They said, even though Adiantum is very new, we are in a position to have high confidence in its security. In our paper, we prove that it has good security properties under the assumption that Cha-Cha 12 and AES 256 are secure. This is standard practice in cryptography. From primitives like Cha-Cha and AES, we build constructions like XTS, GCM, or Adiantum. Very often, we can offer strong arguments, but not a proof that the primitives are secure, while we can prove that if the primitives are secure, the constructions we build from them must be too. We don't have to make that assumption about NH or poly 1305 hashes. These are proven to have the cryptographic property that they rely on. And finally, Adiantum, as I was mentioning, I think before we began recording, Leo, is named after the genus of the maidenhair fern, which in the Victorian language of flowers, floriography, represents sincerity and discretion.
They're quite beautiful, actually.
And Adiantum is a fern which water runs off of, interestingly. Yeah.
I think they wanted to have it be adamantium, but they didn't know how to spell it, which is the metal in Wolverine's fingers.
Right. That would have been better. It would have been, yeah. maybe it was taken. I mean, like,
well,
maybe
it's trademarked probably, so maybe it can't make it adamantium.
Yeah. And maybe they were trying to be close, but not, you know. Sorry. We're talking about the fern.
It's barely pronounceable, to be honest with you. It's not.
I know. You have to really struggle to, you know. Adiantum. I was rehearsing before the podcast. Adiantum.